You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What makes a guy sexier? Ladies, we're going to need your feedback on this. Now, please tell me this story about the sexiness.
I was telling Dom yesterday, I've been having dryer. This is, speaking of sexy, I've been having dryer issues at my house, our clothes dryer. And it hasn't been working properly. And if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know, like, I'm Mr. Handy, Mr. Fix-It, and I'm not going to call somebody to fix it. So the past couple days, I have ripped my dryer completely apart and have ordered new parts. And I installed those the other day and fired that bad boy back up, and it's been working great. Mm-hmm. And after I did that, Nicole, my wife, came walking over to me, and she gave me the biggest hug and the biggest kiss, and she said again that she said, I'm so grateful for you that you are able to dive in and tackle issues around the house, fix things that are broken, mm-hmm. research what's wrong, and just get it done. She's like, I don't know a lot of guys that would do that, and I am so thankful for you. And she says, I do find it incredibly sexy. I was like,
look at that.
Yeah. And I was telling Dom about that, and Dom was like, well, I would have just probably picked up the phone and...
I would have called a guy.
Called a guy and had mm-hmm. a guy come fix it. So we were kind of laughing about that off the air, which really is a woman would probably find that attractive because Dom's got enough money to pay for that kind of stuff. So essentially having a wealthy man who can just say, hey, I'm going to pick up the phone and have it fixed would be a different kind of sexy for a different woman. So we kind of just started talking off the air. What is sexier then? Is it sexier for a guy to pick up a hammer and a screwdriver and fix it? Or is it sexier knowing that your guy's got a bunch of cash and he can just get her done and you guys can go out to dinner? Pay somebody else to do it.
I believe on the surface, just on the surface, I don't think I stand a chance on this one. I think the majority of women will say that the handyman guy is always going to be the hotter, sexier guy.
But you're sexier in different ways if you've got the money. Like, you're a successful...
If I have to try to plead my case to try to get a few... I mean, we're opening this up to the phones.
Wide open.
Is sexier?
Yep.
The guy who fixes something or the guy who says, I'll call a guy and I'll get him out here. Which is sexier? 303-691-1649. To try to plead my case, I will say this. Just tell Nicole that, sure, what you did was sexy and stuff. But if she had been with me, I would have called a guy.
Yeah.
And the whole time that guy was there working on it, I would have had her in the other room massaging her feet.
Sure. Well, he said, yeah. That's some major points on your side of things right there. Huge points.
You know, let that guy work on the dryer.
While you work on her. Yeah, okay.
I will work on you. What do you think? Pretty simple question. For both men and women, you've got a guy who's a handyman and can fix almost anything in your house, or you've got the guy who's like, I'll call a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a worker out here, and we can go do something else.
I'll plunk down the cash, because I got plenty of it. Get it
Jeremy is the handyman. Now, listen, just to defend myself a little bit, I'm not completely inept. I mean,
no,
I have
not.
Done plenty. I just choose not to most of the time.
Should we say 8 out of 10 times you're calling somebody, though?
Correct.
Okay.
That's a fair number, Jer.
I think so. That's about what I hear.
So is the handyman sexier or the dude who's like pulls out the credit card and says, here, get it done?
Bev on Facebook just says, well, it really just depends on what they look like either way. Yeah, she's got a point, Bev. All right.
Bev for the win.
All right. Okay.
Okay, let's assume that the guys are identical twins.
Yes, and they're halfway decent looking. And
just for the sake of argument, they're identical twins. Now, which one are you going to pick? We're going to try to... If you're on hold, please don't hang up. Stay on the line. Lisa's up first. Lisa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
It's a great day so far.
Feeling sexy? Huh?
I'm sure you are.
What are your thoughts?
Who are you voting for?
I'm definitely the handyman all the way. My fiance is actually like very much the handyman. And one of the first times we were hanging out, the visor in my car was like broken. And mm-hmm. he's like, oh, here, let me fix that for you. And I was like, Okay.
Oh, my. Oh. Isn't that funny? That's like the littlest, most stupid thing to fix, too. And you're like, oh, my God, that visor.
I'm like, Tom, I am completely inept, so I have no idea about any of
that. Wait a minute. I think I just said I'm not completely inept. What are you talking about?
Unlike Tom, I am completely inept.
You are. Got you.
You'd got my hackles up there. I was like, wait a minute.
If it were up to you, you'd have the sun in your eyes and that visor would be hanging there.
Well, we actually ended up having to take it off, so I'm just sitting here with that one. But it's fine.
Well, Lisa. That's
what sunglasses are for. So,
hey, thanks for making us laugh. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye,
you
Lisa.
Too, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Jeremy gets a vote.
Hey.
Here's Christine. Christine, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what are you going to pick here?
I'm going to pick the handyman.
Sexy.
Why?
Sexy, sexy.
Because my husband, John, he fixes everything.
Oh, John.
He's amazing. Yes.
Does he have one of those leather tool belts? Because I do, and I know when I strap that thing on, I am guaranteed some extra smooches.
Hmm. He does.
Oh. Yeah. You like that look?
The thing is, I've got one of those tool belts, and sometimes that's all I will wear.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
You could put stuff in it. You could put, like, a bottle of wine in it and some breadsticks, maybe a jar of marinara sauce.
Yeah, a thing of, Godiva chocolates or something.
Yeah, a little thing of garlic powder.
Christine, we're appreciative of you and glad you got your handyman.
Yeah, say hi to John.
That's two votes for Jer, none for Dom. Terry, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. First all right, you get...
Oh, Terry, finally. Where have you been?
We'll be gentle, I promise.
I've been listening all the time.
Well, thank you. So who's sexier? What guy is sexier?
Well, I have to say the sexiest one is the one that actually gets it done in a timely manner because you know how you men are.
Rare. Listen, I made a note that yes, it is sexy if you have a handyman around the house, but a lot of these guys either sometimes make it worse or the project does sit around for months and just doesn't get done. So that's a strike against us handymen, you know. Sometimes we take our time.
Whereas I can easily whip out my phone and make a call like right now.
Yeah. That move from the wallet to the credit card is like super quick.
Yeah, you tell me now, Terry, which one is sexier, the one who actually gets it done or the one who says, yeah, I'll get to that here as soon as I can.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. I'll get to it next weekend.
But the handyman does look good with the belt on. So
yeah, that's true. I can't deny it.
It's true.
Terry, I'm glad you called. Thank you. Thank you for listening for so long and for calling, which is a quick reminder, by the way, that at 8 o'clock today, long time, first time, like Terry.
We want more newbies.
For people who have never called before. So that's coming up at 8. We have time to sneak in one more. It's Kim. Kim, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
So I'm getting slaughtered here. What do you say?
I say either one, as long as it's done and I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. You're staying
but
neutral,
if I
aren't you?
Choose, I am. I just don't want to worry about it. So if I had to choose, I would say the handyman can be sexy, but if you have to pay and get it done, like I said,
you just want it done.
I just want it done.
I don't know who to put the vote down for.
Come on, Kim.
Make a decision. Come on.
It's a fantasy here. You're fulfilling.
You're not going to hurt my feelings if I get shut.
If you're fulfilling a fantasy here.
If I get shut out, it's fine.
I'm going to put it on because it can get done with a phone call. It'll be done. No complaining. No huffing and puffing. Just done.
Just done.
I kind of feel like this was a pity vote.
It was. I'll still give you the music. Here you go.
I mean, Kim, don't. No denying, I appreciate it.
Would you like that on the MasterCard or the City card? Or?
Right, any card. And you have to pay the bill, too.
Yeah, pay that bill and get all those reward points. Tell me about those reward points on your credit card.
Kim, thank you for the pity vote. At least I didn't get shut out. It's
thanks,
like the team
Kim.
That's losing the football game 30-0, and in the last 10 seconds, the losing team kicks a field goal just to get on the board.
Thanks, Kim. Thank you.
Hey, I'm glad you called us. Thank you for hanging out with your boys. There, it's pretty much, I'd say mostly unanimous that Jeremy is the sexy one.
Tool belts win, man.
Tool belts always win. And you know, the funny thing is, there's actually a handyman who's supposed to be coming to the house this weekend.
Hold your wife back.
Do what?
Hold your wife back.
I know.
It's all about the distraction. Over here, over here.
Listen, if I can be brutally honest here, okay, and I'm not trying to be mean. This is just true. I'm just speaking the truth. He came to the house to give an estimate for a couple of these things that I want done. And he's a fairly good-looking guy. Doesn't bathe a whole lot.
Well, it's those natural pheromones, Dom. That's a double whammy now. He's got a natural essence and a tool belt.
He kept stepping a little closer to talk to me about stuff, and I would just gradually take one step back. Yeesh. You know?
Sir... Gross.
Well, it's official, Jeremy. You are the sexy one.
Oh, that's nice to be wanted.
Sorry, ladies. He's taken,
though. Sorry.
He's taken.
No smooches for you.